Today I have with me Dr. Mamta Khoury, and we are going to first start off with, I would like you to tell me a little bit about the practice and what a new patient can expect.
Christine, can you start? It's Mamta?
Oh, yes. Well, they're not going to say, I'm sorry I mispronounced it, but they're not going to use my voice at all in this.
Okay.
So just remember that. They're just going to take your answers and make them into the video.
Okay. Can you say that one more time now?
Yes, if you will tell me about the practice and what a new patient can expect when they come to see you.
Sure. So our practice is located in Franklin, Ohio, and we have myself, Dr. Everhart, and a few associates, Dr. Patel and Dr. Kushner in Franklin, and we have Dr. E in Centerville. We pride ourselves in convenience for the patients, so we are open as early as 7 a.m. most days and as late as 7 p.m. and Saturdays as well. So we really strive to make our office convenient for working families with kids being in school and all of their activities after school. It's really hard to get in, and now sometimes schools don't even excuse getting your teeth cleaned as an excused absence. So we really want to be available for our patients whenever they're ready to come and see us. We're located kind of halfway between Dayton and Cincinnati, and we are growing. We've been in practice for almost 20 years now, and we've had a really great time serving the Butler and Warren counties.
Perfect. And can you talk to me a little bit about what a patient can expect when they come to you for the dental implant procedure?
When patients come to us for our dental implants, we want to make sure that they have all of their questions answered. First of all, what is an implant? An implant is an artificial root that replaces a missing tooth. So that's for single tooth implants. We also have dentures that are retained by implants, and those are when patients are missing several of their teeth. They can have a much more stable denture that they feel comfortable chewing and eating anything, and none of those awkward moments where they are embarrassed to talk because they feel like their denture is going to slip out. So the implants are, can I start that over?
Yes.
Implants are made up of three different parts. There's the actual implant, which is the artificial root. There is the abutment, which connects the implant to the crown, and the crown is screwed into the implant and it looks just like your own tooth. The nice things about implants are that you can floss in between them and your other teeth, just like your own teeth, so they're not connected or causing any problems with your other teeth. And the life expectancy of an implant is more than 15 to 20 years. So once you have that procedure done, it's going to last you for a very long time.
And do you just do implants that can be used with dentures, or do you also just do dentures by themselves?
We also do dentures by themselves that are not retained by implants. We also do partial dentures for patients that are missing few teeth, but not all of the teeth, then they are eligible for a partial denture. So that will just sit around the teeth that are already there. And those both can be done without implants underneath.
And what type of braces do you offer?
We offer braces that are clear or aligners. Can I start that over?
Yes.
We offer Invisalign, which are clear aligner therapy for braces. They can straighten the teeth without ever being seen. There are some clear trays that are worn pretty much all day. So 23 hours out of the day, you're just taking them out to eat or clean them. And you just change those trays once a week or once every 2 weeks, depending on what your doctor tells you to do. And generally, patients are in that treatment for about a year to a year and a half. And then they have nice and straight teeth without having any of the metal or wires.
And what do you do in regards to preventative dentistry? How do you teach patients about preventative dentistry?
When our patients come in and meet any of our wonderful hygienists, they definitely get to spend time with them learning about the best ways to brush their teeth and flossing, as well as some different products that are available, such as a water flosser or electric toothbrush. A lot of patients aren't sure if those really are needed to help clean their teeth or not, and the hygienists are great about telling them lots of different options. So our patients learn things that may work well with them and certain things that work better for children or for elderly patients. So when we talk to them about preventive dentistry, we try to cater it to whatever their needs would be. We also provide things like sealants and fluoride to help prevent cavities from forming. So patients can try to just keep healthy teeth and come in to see their hygienist for their cleanings and not have to get fillings and other more major restorative work if they can just work on their preventive dentistry.
And do you offer teeth whitening at your practice?
We do offer a few different types of teeth whitening. We offer Zoom, which is an in-house whitening. It takes a few hours, probably about 2 hours to complete, and patients generally leave on average 3 shades whiter than when they came in. And then we also send them home with some trays that they can apply the bleach into and continue whitening up to the desired result. They can also just take the trays home and do the bleaching at home. Those work well by themselves and in addition to the Zoom.
And talk to me a little bit about sleep apnea. How do you treat that?
We are able to treat sleep apnea with some dental appliances. A lot of patients are uncomfortable with their CPAP. They travel maybe for work, or they just don't like wearing the large and clunky machinery. So we're able to treat sleep apnea with an oral appliance. We can also check and make sure with our home sleep test that they are not grinding and clenching their teeth. So patients that grind and clench their teeth and also have sleep apnea would traditionally be wearing a CPAP, and then they would put their night guard in. It's a lot to wear. It's really uncomfortable and makes it difficult to sleep. So the dental appliance that we make can treat both the grinding and clenching and the sleep apnea at the same time. And it's a lot smaller than the CPAP, easy to travel with, and patients really enjoy wearing that versus the CPAP.
Makes sense. I see you treat TMJ and TMD at your office. What is your treatment method for those procedures?
When patients present with some joint pain, that's a lot of people call it TMJ or TMD, we check to make sure they can open wide enough. We check to see if there's any wear going on their teeth. A lot of patients are able to sufficiently treat it by wearing a night guard. Some patients have more pain and may need some Botox therapy, which would put the muscles that clench and grind to sleep. So no one would know they had had Botox, but they just are able to not clench their muscles as much because they're partially sleeping. So a lot of patients also require that combination of the Botox therapy and the sleep appliance.
What exactly can Botox and dermal fillers do for my face?
Botox and dermal fillers are a lot of fun to use to help diminish the fine lines and wrinkles that start to appear with aging. They provide a really natural result that makes patients look more well-rested or refreshed, and some of those wrinkles that start to form around the eyes, the creases around the lips that are commonly known as water bottle lines, or sometimes they're called smoker lines, those can all be eliminated or erased with the Botox and the dermal fillers. And again, patients just look like they've gotten a good night's sleep. They don't look, you know, like the Hollywood just frozen face that a lot of people associate with Botox. You can achieve some really natural results with minimal usage.
And what types of sedation are offered at your practice?
At our practice, we offer oral sedation. So the nice thing is that you do not need to have an IV or any shots. You just take some medication, and that helps you relax and become fairly drowsy. You are breathing on your own, which is nice, and you can have all your dentistry done and not really have any memory of what happened. We do that in the office, and it's for patients over 18.
And did you want to talk about wisdom teeth removal?
We also have a dentist who specializes in wisdom teeth removal. So he is able to visit our office twice a month and will do IV sedation and remove the wisdom teeth, or just with local anesthetic. We are very lucky to have Dr. Steve Scheffelberger able to assist our patients without them having to leave our office and go to a specialist. And patients are really happy with the services he's able to provide.
Perfect. Is there anything else that you'd like to talk about today?
I think that's it.
Okay. Well, let me stop this and...